I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Indian Summer Jars is a Central Pennsylvania band based around the guitars and harmonies of Sarah Beth and Sarah King. The Jars' new album, Catalyst, is due out on Stephen Courtney's Radio Vibe Records at a CD release party at Maywinds in York, Pennsylvania on March 25th. The album includes 14 new tracks that were recorded by Courtney at his Folktown studio right here in Lancaster County. Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster is Indian Summer Jars, Sarah Beth and Sarah King. Welcome back to Around the Wood Stove.
Thanks.
It's great to see you guys. And we have some very exciting things to talk about. In particular, a brand new album that will be released in March of 2011. The album is called Catalyst and will be released on Radio Vibe Records. That is Stephen Courtney's label and his studio up in Manheim, Pennsylvania. So welcome back. So good to see you guys. Let's start with the album, the making of the album itself, and how you guys hooked up with Stephen Courtney. Where'd that, you know, tell me the story of that relationship.
Well, Stephen found us, I think maybe through Mark DeRose. Mm-hmm. Mark DeRose was in with him. Stephen was trying to launch his Folktown Studios sort of online kind of thing to get draw people in, because he had just kind of moved his studio and started producing at Folktown. So he was looking for some artists, like a more of a variety, and he asked Mark, and so then he got in touch with us, and we went and did a few YouTube videos. And then from there, he just was kind of like, I really want to record you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And sort of approached us and with the Radio Vibe record contract later. So we were up for it.
Yep, we were ready. We had plenty of songs. It was actually the hardest part, I think, was picking what was going to be there.
So if I understand correctly, you actually did this album once before.
Yes.
Is that right? What mm-hmm. happened with yeah. that? What happened with that take of the album?
Well, what we were trying to go for a really lively sound, so we ended up trying to record just the whole thing live mm-hmm. in his studio to capture that energy. But you run into a lot of problems that we didn't really anticipate, which was like instruments bleeding into the other mics, and you couldn't really get that. You couldn't separate things or pan things out, and it just, if it would have been a live album, it would have been cool, but we wanted something
that
more
could
special.
Be played on the radio.
Yeah, that could be on the radio.
Right.
But something with a little just...
more about the songwriting, I think.
Yeah, more intimate feel, kind of. And so we ended up, we recorded the whole thing.
In May 2010.
May, yeah.
Wow, okay.
We went in to listen to the playbacks, and we were sitting there, and Stephen was looking at me, and he was like, tell me you like it, tell me you like it. I'm like, I don't, I'm sorry. So it wasn't anything he did wrong, or we were just learning, you know. So you know, we rescheduled the time. It was super busy in the summer, so it ended up being this winter till we were able to get back in, and a whole lot changed between then and then.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the differences between, you know, the beta version of the record and what you ended up with. Like, what changed specifically?
Band members. We that was probably the biggest
thing. That's a pretty big change.
Yeah. We ended up getting a new drummer, changing our drummer out, and adding an upright bass player and fiddle, and switching out some songs too. We were able to stew on things and kind of think things through a little more, rather than just rushing through to get something done. And also, the coolest thing about the new album, I think, is the way Stephen recorded our voices.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he had said to me, I don't want to record Sarah Beth without you, Sarah King, because I don't know what she's going to sing without you there to keep her grounded.
He said that? I thought you said that.
He did say that too.
Oh, man, I have a reputation.
So Sarah's a very free spirit. Yeah. Without me singing along, then it turns into something totally different, because she just goes on this like, oh, now I'm going to sing over here, and my harmonies would be messed up then. So,
oh, okay.
He had like this stack of crates that was built up between us like a wall, and we both tracked our vocals at the same time, so that we could hear each other and be more in tune with each other. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty cool.
Were you able to actually see each other, or were you behind a wall?
Well, if we popped over the crate or around the corner and peeked at each
other. Just for the one song, we had to make a little bit of a entryway, because there was this note that we would hit, and we'd have to just both be like, oh,
right.
And she kind of counts things weird, so it's like on like the, you know, like 6.5 beat or something. It's not like... It's just
free
some,
spirit.
Somewhere in between. Yeah. She can't shake an egg shaker to save her life, man.
That's why
when she strums, she's such a great rhythm guitarist. And you watch her foot, and it's on some other total different beat. And
it throws people.
It's really confusing. I'm always like, don't watch her foot. Just kind of feel it.
So you actually have invented your own rhythm patterns.
Yeah, it's like some weird polyrhythm thing. I'm not really sure how that. It's like rubbing your stomach and tapping your head.
Yeah,
it's like going whitewater rafting.
Really?
Yep. You never know what's going to happen next.
That's true.
You never know. In 20 years, they could be teaching that in college.
Right.
The SB rhythm method.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
The SBRM.
Sing carelessly from the highest.
To contrast this with the first album from a few years ago, there were a lot of styles represented on that album,
mm-hmm.
and this album sounds a lot more like a band that has a voice, mm-hmm. a specific voice. There are those nuances, like with Ghost, with Swing. There's a couple of songs that veer a little bit away from the path that the album's going on, but mm-hmm. not very far.
Yeah.
Whereas I think with Similar, it did. Is there an intention behind that? Do you feel like that you're finding a voice now?
We've come a long way. I mean, that was, what was that, 3 years ago? 2 years
three
ago?
Yeah.
It was 2008.
But those songs, yeah. Some of those songs on there were written, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So we've come a long way. We've definitely developed a direction without intention.
Yeah.
It just kind of happens. And as you know,
it just keeps building.
But are these songs all songs that have been written and developed between that first record, or does mm-hmm. this represent material that goes back before then?
No, I think everything on this new one was written in that time period. I've done a lot of really cool traveling and neat work since then, and just has inspired some new, definitely some different directions with my music. And also Sarah King had, there were three tracks on the first album
yes.
that you wrote. And so we have such a different style. So yeah. that might have been that little.
Yeah. So let's talk about the folks who ended up playing on the record then. You mentioned a drummer, an upright bass player, and a fiddler. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the drummer first.
Okay. The drummer's name's Kelly McLean. And we've known him for a few years. And he started, our old drummer, Bill Lanfear, he had to miss a couple gigs over the summer, and Kelly kind of filled in. So he made his way into the band that way. He's got a neat approach. He's very dynamic. He's really into more of a jazz background, actually. So he finds pockets in songs that you didn't even know were there.
Mm.
And he's really good at letting us still drive the song, but just being a nice, strong backbone without being like animal. So,
plus he has like a few different, I mean, we kind of then got to put some full kit on and some djembes mm-hmm. and some congas. And
a lot of brush work. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's a real good mix of sounds so, mm-hmm. from the percussion side.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. Did a good job for just throwing him in there like that. He really did a great
yep.
job.
Yep. He was very flexible with both of our different ideas of what the drums should sound like.
Mm-hmm. He's working with two women. He understands that we run the show. And he said that to me before. He's like, you know, he's like, when the day ends, he's like, I'm just going to do what you guys want me to do. We want to let him be creative, but we also
want to tell him what to do.
Yes.
Makes sense.
I'm a little better at that because I'm older.
I hear you're a control freak.
I hear that too.
How about the bass player? Now, I've seen you play a number of times, always mm-hmm. with a percussionist, or even way back when it was just the two of you, but never with mm-hmm. a bass player.
Yeah.
So how did that come about?
Well, we've always wanted to have some upright bass in there. And
absolutely. Who doesn't love the upright bass?
Yeah. Johnny Calamari is just good people, you know. Yep. He's just a really fun, dynamic person, and he really was able to find where to go on the movement with the bass, and he really mm-hmm. you know, worked hard to kind of make it mesh with the rest of the sounds that were going on.
Yeah.
So, but we've known him for a while too. He plays with A.D. Chandler quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, we were lucky that we were able to get him in our schedule because he's a busy guy.
Yeah. He was so, it was the first practice we had with him was great because he was able to use his bow on the bass. And I guess AD doesn't let him use his bow. So he was like smitten that we were like encouraging him. We're like, yeah, we love the bow.
Let's hear the bow.
Yeah.
Bring the bow. Yeah. Bring the bow, man.
Yeah. And then,
and he was so enthusiastic about playing with us too. Mm-hmm,
yep.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. And so him and Kelly, the drummer, are great friends. They know each other from playing music together. So
they kick in really well.
They do
together.
It's a neat chemistry then with like Sarah and I, and then Kelly and Johnny when he can be there.
So then sprinkled throughout this record is fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is another new thing for Indian Summer Jars as far as I know or
yes,
you know, my
it is.
Experience.
It is. Yeah. We've always thought about that too. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I was down at Maywin's in York and saw this fiddle player from Kian, Brian Fitzgerald, and just thought, this guy's a wild card. I'd like to add him to our mix here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I told Sarah and she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, I think he can keep it under the, you know, I don't think he'll go overboard.
Yeah, we were worried about money too, having to pay people to come up. And so,
yeah, absolutely.
But he's in there just enough, I think. And it's cool. It's very cool.
Yeah,
it adds
a real nice texture to the album.
Mm-hmm. Sarah was a little scared at first because she wanted to be the wild card. And
then now you're the rock.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, she's not the rock. She's the wild card still.
I'm still wildcat.
We got two wild cards.
Who played banjo?
I played the Gitjo.
Okay.
It's a six string banjo, which is great because the real banjo is very difficult to play. So we threw that in Maker's Mark, mm-hmm. and it just totally, it's just a fun bluegrassy kind of feel song, a good summery song, and just picked along with it. So, and then there's a little bit of slide work too. I do on a resonator guitar in Lovin' and Leavin', just to kind of fill things out a bit. Maker's Mark mix, really fine whiskey. Yeah. I bought a bottle and I was hoping you'd drink it with me. Take a walk, circle the lake. Take two sips for every single step we make. Well, that cold hard grip ain't doing you good. You say you wanna let go, and I wish you could. Ain't no one to blame for the hopes and dreams that you fumble through. Why you fast? On in, yeah, we'll go.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today are Sarah Beth and Sarah King from Central Pennsylvania's Indian Summer Jars, whose album Catalyst will be released on Radio Vibe Records on March 25th, 2011. Let's get into some of the songs. I'd like to start with the song Astrid.
Okay.
It's a new song for me. I hadn't heard it before. Can you tell the story behind that song?
Well, that song, it's older than... It's probably like 3 years old, I think. And it's funny because it kind of... I write so much that a lot of things get buried and lost and forgotten. And Sarah was like, what about that song, Astrid? And so we kind of brought it back to life. But the story behind that is... it's actually... It was a character in a book called White Oleander by Janet Fitch. It was a cool read just because this character, Astrid... she was an orphan, and she went from all these crazy families, all these different environments, and some were bad, some were good, but it was just, she was such a strong person. It was cool to see her grow throughout the book, and so, I mean, the song's kind of about that journey in a weird sense.
I know the sun's gonna shine on my back door today. There are many faces, many places, many opportunities. Many faces, many places, many opportunities. I know the earth, she spins relentless, endlessly.
Let's shift gears to the song called Ghosts. This has a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I'm listening to the album through, and we're getting pretty late in the album on this song, and all of a sudden it's got this like bluesy feel to it. Mm-hmm. It seems to change up. From my perspective, the album has just, it has sort of a medium tempo throughout. You know, it's mm-hmm. There's not... anything that comes in really fast toward the beginning of the album, and then this song kicks in, and it mm-hmm. kind of, it's cool. It mixes things up well. Talk about Ghosts.
Ghosts. Let me think about this one a little bit. This is one of those songs that, to write it, it just kind of all came out in one sitting, and I need a good-hearted man who doesn't bring me pain. I mean, it kind of speaks for itself, and I hate to become what I'm running from, but I fear it's much too late. Just kind of about how sometimes I speak for myself, but I think I can speak for other people when I say this. We chase ourselves in circles.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our ways and our patterns. And so just kind of that madness almost, and it's a lot of fun to just, it was just, you know, write it down, and it's a just a fun song to play. And Sarah rocks out on the keys.
A lot of Sarah Beth's songs, I think, are about frustration and love not happening the way that she wants it to happen. And I think that a lot of us feel that way frequently. So it's very easy for people to relate.
I need a good-hearted man who doesn't bring me pain.
How about the title track, Catalyst? That's such a great name.
I love that word.
Yeah. It's not often that I would stop and think about that word.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew this song from before hearing this, you know, the album now. Mm-hmm. And just thinking of that word by itself is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the inspiration behind it?
That one is, it's about, you know, the days keep rolling one into the next. I'm trying to think of the one lines here. In the first verse, before the full moon rose, the sun came up. I might have wrote that one when I was working a night shift job too. I'm not really sure, but
I felt like that was a fall song.
Was that a fall song?
That I got a CD from you and okay. it was in the fall. But I could be wrong because I get so many of those from you. But and then I'm like, oh, what to learn first? Because she's going to change her mind about which one she wants to play before we get to the gig. And
I used to do that a lot more, not anymore.
Yeah.
But, and the bridge in that song, Catalyst, is there's no clapping on the album. We debated it, but I was like, maybe I wouldn't personally want to listen.
Just in your head.
Yeah, just hear the clapping in your head. But in the bridge, it's forgive me before you forget. I couldn't love you, but nobody loses. And then it kind of switches back. And so I forgive you, I didn't forget. I couldn't love you, but nobody loses. Goes back to that love not working out the way you quite would like it to thing, but being okay with that.
Yeah.
And still, you know.
Accepting it.
Accepting it, yeah. And you know.
Well, what was the reasoning or the inspiration behind this being the title track?
Because Catalyst is so, I mean, it just is such a strong, it's the starter. It's what ignites your anything.
Right.
And so I just felt like it might not be the strongest song on the album, but I think that the whole concept that for each individual, Catalyst, I think, could mean a lot. For me, anyway, and I think.
I think that this album is, like all the songs together, it's kind of like about acceptance mm-hmm. of all the changes that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Yeah. So for it to be a catalyst, well, we have to experience those changes. Mm-hmm. And so we're experiencing them through the album and we're accepting them. And that's what it's kind of therapeutic in a way.
And it's really cool on the inside. When you open up the CD, the picture where the disc sits on top of is it's my hands holding a flame. I lit a match and she took the picture right when the match was lit. It was great. It was actually my last match.
Brooke Courtney,
and she did a great job with the photography. But last match on a windy day.
This time.
Yeah,
like, I was like holding this board, trying to block the wind,
trying to keep the wind at bay. But so it's that ignite. So we're hoping it's going to be the catalyst to our career. Really, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's that begun a long time ago. So.
Called River Catcher. This is probably my favorite song of yours prior to hearing this album. You know, when you were on Around the Wood Stove in the past, mm-hmm. you did some tracks, and this was one of the songs you recorded, and I listened to that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I really like the song. I just like the melodies behind it. Can you talk about that one?
That song, The River Catcher, by I grew up, my dad is a whitewater guy, and so I kind of grew up on the river. And how do you catch a river? Well, you don't. You just flow with it. I mean, it's and we're getting back into that just rolling with life thing, but two old flames reunite and I watch it burn in your eyes tonight. You know, seeing people you haven't seen for a long time, somebody really that meant a lot to you, and just seeing their places and where they are, and wanting
trying
somebody
to
trying to connect. Your body fits my body. Mm-hmm. Don't you want somebody to love? And just an expression of that, I guess. But I know it seems to be a lot of people's favorite song when we play out. It just kind of rolls like water. The rhythm is very,
yeah.
What would Kelly call it? He wouldn't call it egg shaped. He would call it round. He has weird names for rhythms, but
from my window. I'd hear the rivers in my head. 'Cause all the concrete here, all the parking lots, are forever filtering in. Trade me the freedom for a phrase. It starts with F, ends with you. Trade me the wisdom for all my passing days, for relief before the consequences came. For relief before the consequences came. Somebody ought to wake me now. Somebody ought to wake me now. This reality shook the words out of my head. Somebody ought to shake them back. Yeah. Somebody ought to shake them back.
So this record will be released March 25th, 2011 at a CD release party.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to be at Maywin's in York on George Street, 9
the
p.m.
The old Harp and Fiddle.
That's right.
It used to be the Harp and Fiddle. And so, but
we're trying to get a light show going.
I know. I think we have enough connections now. See, I'm like all about the planning, and Sarah's like, well, what do you need help with? Why isn't, you know, it's just going to all happen. It'll just happen without us doing anything at all. And I'm like, no. I'm going to call someone that has some lights. We're going to get our friends free breakfast to open for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'd like for us to just play our set of the album and then kick back and
mingle.
Enjoy it, mingle.
It's a neat room. I actually, we play a lot in York. And out of all the venues, it's got the neatest acoustics. It's just a really big room.
Mm-hmm.
High ceilings, wood floors, very open.
We can fit all of our friends in there.
Yep. We can jam them in like sardines.
That's great.
Cozy, so it'll be a fun night.
And it's going to be a Radio Vibe Records album.
Yes.
So where else will people be able to find it? Online?
iTunes, CD Baby, mm-hmm. all that fun stuff.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time talking about this new album. I wish you all the best with it. I hope
thank
that
you.
It is the, sorry, catalyst for everything that you desire.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Indian Summer Jars' new album, Catalyst, will be released on Radio Vibe Records at a CD release party at Maywin's in York, Pennsylvania on March 25th. Learn more about Indian Summer Jars online by linking up at woodstovehouse.com, where you can also listen to past episodes of the show, check out show notes, or leave feedback. This episode was recorded at the Candy Factory. The Candy Factory is Lancaster, Pennsylvania's premier shared workspace. Find out more at candyissweet.com. Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com. Maybe it's a Stephen Courtney thing.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like.